Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that you joined us for the program today. My name's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and we are so glad to be with you on the air today and through our podcast on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can go to Turn the Light On tab right there and find us anytime if you miss the program. But hopefully you guys aren't missing the program. You're catching it live on 91.5 right now. And we are a topical devotional, you know, for each and every one of you to listen to while you're waking up in the morning, getting things going, or even in the afternoon or in the evenings later if you're listening on our website. So we always like to bring a topic to the table and then see how that pertains to everybody's, you know, life and how the scriptures apply. And I always like to do that with a co-host. And today I've got a very special guest. I've got my good friend and pastoral colleague here at the church, at Lighthouse Church, Bruce Brett. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here.
I can't call you Pastor Bruce yet.
Not yet.
That's coming, though. But so glad that you joined us today. And I always ask our co-host to bring the topic. And, you know, today you brought a cool topic, and it's called Perspective in the Storm. So let's just let everybody in on what your heart was when you brought this topic.
So in my reading, what I've noticed, and in my personal life, how much different my perspective is before and during the storm as when after.
Right.
And how sometimes I've struggled to see where God is actually working in the middle of the storm because I'm distracted by the craziness of what's going on. But then after I get through the storm, I look back and I'm like, wow, I acted kind of silly.
Sure.
You know, and
that seems like every day in my life, you know, yeah. Even like, I mean, because a storm could be anything as small as an argument with somebody, or it could be as large as, you know, I'm in financial crisis, I just lost my job, or I just lost a loved one, something huge, something small. You know, I guess in Florida, we're really used to storms, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you've got your everyday after day, after hour sun shower at like 4 o'clock, and then there's also the thunderstorms, and then we've got hurricanes that hit us here as well. So, you know, I love this perspective because life is going to bring you every type of storm that you could imagine. It could be a light rain, it could be a hurricane, but how we look at that, I think that's really fascinating. And let's talk a little bit more about it.
Definitely. So storms, like you said, could be anything. It could be anything from minor stressors to major situations. But we're called, no matter what the situation, to rely on Jesus and understand that he is faithful, no matter how crazy things look or no matter how frustrated we get sometimes. He is more than capable to see us through this,
yeah,
and grow us through on the other side.
Yeah. You know, I love the idea that, you know, God never said that we wouldn't have storms.
Right.
But he did say, I will never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So we do have a promise in Scripture that he's never going to leave us.
Right.
Even in the midst of this storm, as hard as it gets, as powerful as and hard as the wind's blowing, we can always know that God is with us in the storm. It's almost like that Footprints in the Sand poem. You know, he says that, you know, when I looked back at my life and at all of the hardest moments, all the biggest storms that there were in my life, I looked and there was only one set of footprints in the sand. And I think the natural bend is to say, God, where are you? You've abandoned me in this storm. I only see one set of footprints. But then it comes back at the end of the story in the footprints in the sand, and that's when God says, no, I was carrying you.
Yes.
And those are my footprints, not yours. You weren't alone. I was actually carrying you in that moment. So that's really good.
So one of the scriptures that I was looking through is in the book of Acts, chapter 3, where Peter and John came upon the gate called Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
It says, then Peter said to the gentleman that was sitting there begging, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he leaped up and stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God.
Yeah.
Now I started to think what that man's days were like.
Just sitting prior there day to that. After day.
You know, he was just probably dejected, depressed, seeing no way out. But in all actuality, his hope was the same before he was healed as after he was healed.
Right.
And that is what Lord was kind of speaking to me about, is that we need to walk in that faith and in that hope, even when we're dejected, depressed, and it looks like nothing is changing.
Right.
Understanding, like you had said, Pastor Kevin, he is always there. He never leaves us. And that is something that he teaches us through patience and growing our faith, right. I believe.
See, he never saw it coming.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. You know, it's like this sneak attack, you know, is what I see God do to people all the time. I've had him use me in certain people's lives in sneak yes. attacks, financially or with a word from the Lord or through healing, laying hands on somebody. I mean, some people have been sick for a long time. You know, you got the woman with the issue of blood. She was pressing in. She was in the midst of her storm, said she'd gone 12 years, Bruce,
yeah.
and not gotten any better, gotten worse, and spent everything she had trying to get healed, you know, and then she found Jesus. She heard about this guy
yes.
that's healing people, and she's like, I need to go seek him. And, you know, I've been in this storm in my life. I need to go find some refuge. I need to find some covering for this storm in my life. And she sought him out, and she ran after him, and then before you know it, she touched him and healing came out of him
yes.
through her faith. It wasn't even that Jesus actually hit her and healed her, but she got healed just by reaching out to Jesus.
Yes.
And I think that's the way it is in our lives. I think, you know, for me personally, I get distracted in the storms.
Yes, definitely. That is what happens. It's like our perspective changes because all we see is what we think our need is. And we go to our thinking, and we're like, how can I solve this? The man, he was begging for money. She spent all of her money looking to different doctors and different things that could help her. But when all of that runs out, like for her, when everything ran out, all of her options, she then said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment.
Right.
You know, for him, he thought he needed money begging at the gate. He didn't need money.
Right.
What he needed was a touch from Jesus.
Sure.
To drastically change his life and change his perspective.
And what I love about that is it wasn't even Jesus himself. It was
no.
a touch of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, living in Peter at this
yes.
point, you know, because, I mean, let's face it, Jesus has commissioned and called us to be there for people in their storms.
Yes, definitely. And that speaks directly to us today because we are the answer that somebody's looking for, but they don't even understand they're looking for it. They're trying to solve the problem another way, but what they don't understand is we have the answer to that situation. But if we get lost in our own storms, we don't see the need to be filled in them because we're too busy trying to fill it in ourselves.
Right. That is so true, because I can see so many times in my life when my focus shifted to myself when I was experiencing hardship.
Yes.
I was experiencing moments in my life where things weren't going the way I wanted them to, so I try to make the course corrections myself.
Yes.
Rather than trusting the Lord with all your heart, leaning not on your understanding.
Yeah.
I can lean on my understanding like nobody else, Bruce.
I hear you.
And, you know, if you're out there listening today, trust the Lord. Don't lean on your abilities In all your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path through the storm. God has shelter for you. God has provision for you that you don't know of. You know, yes. I'm reminded of this story in the Bible where the disciples came to Jesus. They're like, man, we got to pay taxes. Yeah. Dude, we're in trouble. We got to pay the tax man and we don't have the money. And Jesus was like, go catch fish. It's like, what? What do you mean go catch a fish? This is craziest thing I've ever heard, you know, and God may do that. You know, when you're trusting the Lord to bring provision into your life, the way he brings it may not be the way you think it should happen. And that's perspective. You know, are you going to trust that God is able to get it to you, or are you going to say, no, God, you need to do it like this. This is how I want you to do it, God. And you put God in a box, and then he's really unable. And so many people, I think, have had the wrong perspective in the midst of their storms, and they've missed God in that, Bruce. They've missed him.
I fully agree, and I think you hit it right on the head, Pastor Kevin, where trust in the Lord brings the proper perspective.
Right. Yeah, it's true, but you know, if we're so busy trying to put God in our box in the way yes. we want it done, we actually limit his hand from being able to move in all the different ways that he's able to move. And now we've said, you're going to do it this way, God. It's like somebody like I've had, this is funny, but I'm going to share it. I've had people at the church that are like, I want to meet my husband and I want to meet my wife. And I'm like, well, how are people meeting each other right now? You know, a lot of times people are going online. They're trying to meet each other. A lot of people are meeting each other at the bars and yes. different things, which is not the place to go try to meet somebody, in all honesty. But, you know, I look at them and they're like, well, God's going to bring me my husband, or God's going to bring me my wife right here to Lighthouse Church. They're going to sit in that chair and they're going to just come and love me. And I'm like, wow, you have just really tied God's hands.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to allow God to bring that person into our lives any number of ways.
Yes.
And who knows?
Definitely. And something you touched on this past Sunday was, we are not used to the idea of a monarchy.
Right.
Okay. We are not the one in charge. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
He is the one in charge. Yeah.
The kingdom of God is not a democracy.
No. The Bible tells us that we are slaves to Christ. He is not a slave to us.
Right.
So we need to be faithful and trusting sure. and understand that he has what is good for us. That, like a child, we don't know what we need.
We don't. He does, though.
He does.
He does know what we need. So I think if we were really looking at this, I think this story in Luke chapter 8, 22 through 25, Bruce, is probably a great just overall perspective in what the storms of life and the perspective in the storm should look like. You want to read that
yeah.
for us?
So in Luke it says, now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. Their perspective was they were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
Wow.
You know, one of the things that stuck out to me in this scripture is the disciples didn't know it, but Jesus had an appointment on the other side of the lake.
Right.
Okay, he was going to meet the man who was chained and possessed by many demons. And a lot of times we misunderstand that the storm is because we actually have an appointment on the other side.
Exactly.
And our faith carries us through the storm, knowing that Jesus promises he'll turn all things to good for those in Christ.
Right.
On the other side of the storm, no matter what it looks like, there is something good and there is something waiting for us.
That's really good. That's
side.
A great perspective on that. You know, what I look at is I see Jesus saying, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. You know, he didn't say, you know, let's go drown in the middle of the lake.
That's true.
He didn't say, hey, let's go swim across to the other side of the lake. He, you know, and when Jesus tells us to do something, all the provision and all the needs and everything that would try to come against us, he's there with us in the midst of it. Now, you know, if Jesus is still asleep in the boat, why are you panicking?
Yes, exactly.
You know, maybe you needed to lay down and go to sleep too.
Maybe you needed a nap.
And I see that God knows how to rest in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of your storm.
That's good.
You're not moving him. You know, now when you get riled up enough, he'll move for you. He'll get up and he'll be like, oh, okay, here we go again. All right, guys, where's your faith? What's going on? And how many times God has done that to me, I can't even begin to tell everybody that's listening right now. I've been through a lot of storms in my life. And every time when, like you said, you get to the other side of the storm, you look back, you're like, oh, there he is.
Yes.
But in the midst of it, you're looking at the lightning, you're hearing the flashes and the thunders, and you're wet, you're miserable, the rain's hitting you, and you're like, you know, and God's asleep in the boat. He's calm, he's relaxed. He knows that your provision has already been set, that you're going to get there.
Definitely.
And I just think that it's crazy that we have this perspective all the time that, oh my gosh, God's gotten me through 56 years of my life, but this is the end.
It's over.
This is going to be it. And, you know, it's just ridiculous sometimes how wound up we get. It's called emotions.
Yes.
You know, and I think very many times that the perspective in the storm is emotionally led.
Most definitely. You know, you got to understand. So for those of us that have put our faith in Jesus, however many years before we put our faith in Jesus, we let our emotions and everything else drive the boat.
Oh.
So it takes time.
You mean afterwards we don't?
Yeah. It takes time.
It does take time.
To let that go and grow in that and let Jesus and the Holy Spirit start having control over our decisions, over our emotions, and understand that it's okay. He is there. He is our peace. He is our security.
See, the storms in our life will grab our emotions and try and get our emotions to drive.
Definitely.
Us.
And for some reason, we believe that our emotions are true. That whatever the situation is that is causing our fear, our anxiety, or even our happiness.
Our sorrow, happiness, any of that.
Is the truth. But it's not. It is just a chemical response to our situation and what we're used to doing. The truth is that Jesus is our peace, that he is our security, and he is our safety and the one that we trust in, not in our emotions.
So what you're saying to me right now is that your emotions can lie to you.
Most definitely.
They can tell you something that's not true.
Most definitely. And if you look towards the end of that scripture, after Jesus said, where is your faith? He says, and they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Their perspective of Jesus changed.
Oh, yeah.
After they came through the storm.
Right.
So we need to hang on to that perspective and say, well, he brought me through this storm last year. He is faithful to see me through what I am going through right now.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, God is faithful, and he's ready to meet you where you're at, guys. Those of you who are listening today, God's ready to meet you right where you're at, right where you are in the middle of your storm. You may not even be going through a storm right now, but you know what? The best way to prepare for a storm, because that's what we do in Florida, right? They're like, the hurricane's coming. What do? We go get plywood. We go get our windows boarded up.
Definitely.
We prepare for the storm. Well, if you want to prepare for the storms of life, then you need to get Jesus in your boat.
That's right.
So that when he says, we're going to the other side, you don't have to panic. Water's going to get in the boat. It may look like you're sinking in life, but I'm here today to tell you, Jesus is more than able and capable of calming the storms of your life. You just have to come to him, submit your life to him, and submit your emotions to him and say, I'm not going to allow this storm to tell me where I'm going. I'm going to tell this storm where I'm going, and I'm going to press through the storm and meet my destination.
Yes. And before I put my faith in Jesus, I was in constant turmoil, constant depression, anxiety, because everything that happened was influencing me and had control over me.
Right.
And it wasn't until after I put my faith in Jesus that I actually saw how much trauma I had allowed into my life because he was not the one in charge of my life.
Right. Yeah, that's an amazing analogy. And I'm really enjoying this, Perspectives in the Storm. What are some different things that people really kind of experience emotionally when storms hit them? Like, I can remember losing my job in 2001. The Trade Center's, fell. And I was working at Kennedy Space Center, and it was a tourist area. It was at the visitor center, and all of the tourism just came to a halt. They shut all the airports, and, we were watching all that happen at work on the TV the day it happened, not knowing that 6 weeks later they were going to walk 65% of the workforce out of their jobs. Sure. And I was one of them. I lost my job. But the perspective that I had was that this job isn't what supplies my needs, so I did, that storm didn't faze me in my life whatsoever, because I just picked up my tools, went back to doing carpentry work, and I just said, God, you will provide all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You've given me all these skill sets. Yeah, I'm not doing what I was doing. I'm going to have to work a little harder. My life just changed for sure. I'm going to be sweating instead of in my little suit and tie running around fixing computers.
Right.
But God did, give me the right perspective of look to me, not to this job, for your provision. And some of you are out there, you're maybe facing some health things. You're looking at situations in your life, and it doesn't look good. It's turmoil.
Yes.
But I'm here today to say, get Jesus in your boat.
Amen.
And, if you get Jesus in the boat with you, you will win. All things will work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purposes.
Yes, most definitely. And I don't think there's a person out there that hasn't struggled or been through something.
For sure.
And all I can say is, even if you're out there and you're listening to this and say you haven't given your life to Jesus, you haven't put your faith in him yet, and you've heard a lot about him, I would encourage you that the next time you find yourself in a struggle and you're alone, just say, Jesus, they say you're real. I don't even know if you're real. But if you are, show yourself to me. And I can tell you, he is faithful to show up and show you how much he loves you this morning.
Yeah, that is so good. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program today. We're talking about perspectives in the storms of life. So we're believing that God's going to do something amazing in your life right here, right now, today. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Hello, everyone. Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you to our Christmas Eve services. It's going to be December the 24th at 4 and 5:30 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Please join us as we celebrate the joyous holidays and the birth of Jesus Christ here at our church. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We want to just say thanks to all of our sponsors who keep us on the radio, keep things moving, keep things going. We are so grateful for you guys that, you know, just bless us here at the ministry. And thanks to everybody who's listening. Today we've been talking about how we need to have the right perspective in the storm. And Bruce, I just want people to know who are lost in the storms of their life right now, that you can take your life back, that you don't have to stay where you're at in that place in your life. And the first scripture that came to mind for me was Psalms 18:2. It says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." And it's such a powerful scripture, man.
I know.
There's so much that's speaking in that.
You know, to look at that, when I read that, it's the realization that Jesus is the firm foundation. He is the only way that we can stand strong and have refuge and shelter in the storm.
Right.
The storms of life will throw us around back and forth without a firm foundation. He is the one who gives protection. He is the one who gives us perspective in who he is and increases our faith in the moment so that we can stand strong, but we have to turn to him.
Yeah.
He is my shield. He is the one that stops the fiery darts. If I'm heading to a destination or you're heading to a destination this morning, God has called you for a specific purpose.
Yeah.
There is going to be opposition. And it's going to look like things of this world are just falling apart. He is our shield. He is our covering. He is the one who gives us protection, our fortress, our solitude, our peace, and our strength in the midst of the storm. And we do not have to stay there. We just have to push through and follow him and understand that he is with us in the middle of the storm. We are not by ourselves.
That's right. So I would say this to each and every one of you who are listening today. If you want to have the right perspective in the storm, get Jesus in your boat.
Amen.
And then trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, if you will acknowledge him in everything that you're doing, he will direct your path. He will bring you to the place of safety again, and he will carry you through those tough moments. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Have the right perspective in the storms of your life today, and it's not as easy as it sounds, but you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. Have a great day. We'll see you next time here on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.